For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson. Nearly 10% of private sector wages in Montana are paid by hospitals. That's according to a new study released on Tuesday. The study that the Montana Hospital Association commissioned from economists at the University of Montana says hospitals large and small across the state account for nearly 7% of total private sector employment.
This study confirms that hospitals are the major contributors to our state's growing economy, and in rural areas are often the backbone of that industry.
That's Rich Rasmussen, president and CEO of the Montana Hospital Association. Craig Davis, the study's research consultant, says,
for every hospital job created or taken away, 1.2 jobs elsewhere would be added or taken away. And for every dollar in personal income attributable to hospitals, an additional 61 cents is generated economy-wide.
Hospitals get a lot of their revenue from Medicaid, the joint state and federal health program for people with low incomes. For every $1 in state Medicaid funding, the federal match is $1.89. Now, for every dollar reduced in Medicaid funding, the state loses $2.89. The Medicaid funds alone account for 12,000 jobs economy-wide, according to the study's authors. There are challenges for the state's hospitals in regard to payments from both government and the private sector health insurers, says MHA's chief Rich Rasmussen.
But any other payment recommendation, recommended changes on the federal level, or any uncertainty regarding potential court challenges to the Affordable Care Act does create within the healthcare community, not just in hospitals, a heightened sensitivity to what may come next.
Kay Erickson for Yellowstone Public Radio News.